On the 15th of every month, $500 show up on Jovan Bravo's debit card. He says it changes the way he approaches the family budget.
It's a good feeling, knowing that we have the extra little bit of income.
The 31-year-old construction worker says the stipend has made buying school clothes and other staples for his three kids a little easier. Since he started receiving the money, he's cut his 68-hour work week down to about 50 hours.
It's been great. Get to spend a lot more time with the kids. I'm able to pick them up from school. Able to do a lot more things on the weekend instead of always being tired.
The local organization running the experiment handpicked our subject for this story. Bravo is a member of their, quote, storytelling cohort. He's a guinea pig for a concept called universal basic income, a fixed stipend that people can spend as they choose. Supporters see it as a replacement, or at least a supplement, for a broken welfare system. Several presidential candidates are running on some version of this. Here's Kamala Harris.
Almost half of American families are a $400 unexpected expense away from complete upheaval. And so I'm proposing that we give them a lift up.
And Andrew Yang.
My flagship proposal is the freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for every American adult starting at age 18.
Critics worry people will use the money to buy drugs and alcohol, or that they'll stop working altogether. Proponents say a little financial security could inspire people to start businesses and seek education. The first data to come out of the Stockton experiment shows recipients are spending roughly 40% of the money on food, followed by clothing and home goods and then utilities. The data does not include cash expenditures from the debit card. But UC Berkeley economist Jesse Rothstein says pilots like the one in Stockton aren't the most accurate tool for predicting behavior because people won't make major life changes when the income bump is temporary.
They just can't be transformative at this scale. You'd have to scale them up by many orders of magnitude to have the kinds of impacts people are talking about, and nobody has figured out how to pay for that.
Outside Stockton City Hall, cars rush by on their morning commute. It's a diverse city. Fewer than half of residents are white. It's also a place trying to reinvent itself. A decade ago, it was known as America's foreclosure capital, and still more than one in five residents live in poverty. The city's mayor, 29-year-old Michael Tubbs, wants to see a renaissance. He's planning major beautification projects downtown. Inside his office at City Hall, Tubbs explains he's trying to change the look and reputation of the city while giving some of the people here a hand up.
It's just all about breaking cycles of poverty and increasing the amount of opportunity for everyone.
The mayor is acting as a frontman for the experiment, but the city isn't footing the bill. The $3 million it takes to run the program comes from a private foundation pushing for universal basic income.
For so long, people have looked at Stockton for examples of when things are bad. But this is one of a couple of examples where now people are looking at Stockton for solutions.
Jovan Bravo is a Stockton native. He grew up poor and he has a criminal record, but he wants his kids to have a different life.
Stockton, it's a very dangerous city at times. So I'll try to keep my kids out of the streets and studying in school and stay busy in extracurricular activities.
That's why some of his monthly deposit goes to sports camps and gymnastics classes. When the pilot ends, he'll go back to working Saturdays to keep up with those expenses. Stockton is one of two cities with a basic income pilot underway. In Stockton, I'm Sammy Kayola.